got no power. Ain't got no power, Captain.
Every time I come in here, I want to sing that song. You can work from home. Oh, oh.
Who's
you
know that?
It's a girl band.
Do you think that's the name of it?
No, it's you don't
work from
work. I think it's work. Like you don't got to go to work.
Work. Yeah.
There's two work songs right now.
The Go Go's.
You don't got to go to work, and then the other one is I think it's a Rihanna song.
Work.
Yeah,
I know that one.
And then there's another one.
I think we should do that over there on the walls. Or is that what you guys are going to do? And I'm late to the party.
That's why you bought six packs of. That'll be good.
No,
rewarding.
I like the alternative. Jess has been putting up stuff on the walls to soundproof our room. It just gets a little live in here.
I'm also going to upholster some panels, long, thin panels for the door.
I want to see how I can't visualize how you could put something on those doors.
Oh, I'll show you. It'll be beautiful.
Yeah, no, I'll be impressed. I promise you.
There's like 1,700 or 1,900 different ways on YouTube that you can. What is that? Isn't that called something when you start searching something on Google and
rabbit hole?
You go down the hole.
You get down in a rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm. You go down to that. They go down to that, and all of a sudden you're looking at a
Russian porn
picture of a hawk staring at a camera.
What's Russian porn?
No. That's a friend of mine used to say that. He goes, "You're always two clicks away from Russian porn."
But did you Russian
porn feels cold?
I know. I don't know why I said Russian. I'm just saying.
Feels or like they're quick.
I see them all wearing big furry hats. Yeah. Is what I see.
Big furry hats and naked. They're all
naked except for the top of their heads and the big
on
furry
horses,
hats.
Yeah.
I feel like they're just trying to hurry through it.
Didn't
you think so?
They're really rushing.
Didn't Russia announce today that they put a block on
some porn or something?
Some of the biggest porn sites out there.
They blocked them?
Like YouPorn and
I'm not against it.
Brazzers and
I guess free country, right?
This is an outrage.
Well, I guess I'm not moving to Russia.
They're violating their civil liberties.
I don't think that exists there.
It's Friday.
You get a coffee? What'd you get?
Just black coffee. I like my women like I like my coffee. Black, strong, and bisexual.
No, what is
it? Is that yours?
Wait. Yeah. Your that's coffee's good. Bisexual?
No, I think that's...
It throws people off.
Yeah, that's the joke.
Well, yeah, that's... Yeah.
Who's comedian?
But I'm not getting it.
I get it. I think it's funny. It has nothing to do with coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the comedian who says, I like my coffee like... I like my women like I like my coffee. Black and half full of booze.
Oh, that's good.
I wonder who that was. I don't know. Somebody will tell me. I don't know.
Somebody will tell
me. Somebody will tell me.
I like my coffee like I like... I don't know. I do like my coffee black.
Did that start with Airplane movie? The two kids. Remember that scene?
No, what'd they say?
Well, they're like 7 and 8 year old kids, and they were famous at the time when Airplane came out. They were like on all these commercials, and he's the youngest kid is like 9 years old, and he's dressed in a suit and and there's this same age girl is sitting alone in the airplane, and he walks up and he goes, "Excuse me, is this seat taken?" And she goes, "Why no? Have a seat." You know, and they're talking like adults, very adult. And then the stewardess comes up and asks the little girl, goes, "Would you like coffee?" And she goes, "Why, yes. Thank you." And she goes, and it's a 9-year-old kid. And then the flight attendant goes, "How do you like your coffee?" "Oh, like I like my men, black." And then they take a shot at the little boy who's trying to hit on the little girl. And he's got the big, you know, the big eyed look.
That's funny.
I think that was an airplane.
I think so. Maybe I'm remembering it wrong.
No, that's possible.
What was it, a commercial? Is it a commercial for something?
No, it was in the movie Airplane.
Oh, yeah.
Were the airplanes tied in a knot? That was the pit. That was the poster.
Airplane
right?
was tied in a knot. Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought that was great.
One of my aunts lived, they lived together. They never got married. Mm-hmm. A little weird, but they were really good people. And one of them worked at RCA.
Okay.
And she had a laser disc player.
Yeah.
Oh,
and she had a stack of them. So whenever I went over there, I would try to watch some of these movies. But they were real protective.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, "Well, I want to watch Airplane." And if you recall, there's the scene where there's a naked lady that
just out of nowhere
just comes up and just... flashes the screen, basically.
There's chaos on the plane when the plane first starts to, a lot of turbulence, and everybody's, we're going to die! And then just, for some reason, this woman, and her jumblies go back and forth, and then she runs off screen
real
quick.
And somehow my aunts were aware of that scene, but that whole scene basically defined the whole movie, so they thought it was a kind of a bad movie. So they didn't really want me watching it. Eventually they did, but they said, make sure you fast forward through the bad scene.
Right, and you did.
And as a 13-year-old boy...
You did not.
I did not. And it was so quick. I mean, it's 2 seconds.
I still say...
I'm looking it up.
...that the scene where Leslie Nielsen and Peter Graves... Peter Graves asks Leslie... Peter Graves is the pilot,
mm-hmm.
and Leslie Nielsen is the doctor. And there's this sickness breaking out on the plane, and everyone's getting sick from the fish that they ate on.
Oh, okay. That's
and right. And Peter Graves goes, Doctor, is everything going to be on okay on the plane? And Leslie Nielsen goes, I can't tell. And
naked lady in airplane. That just brings up a lot of naked ladies on airplanes.
And Peter Graves goes, you can tell me. I'm the pilot. And he goes, no, I can't tell. I don't have any idea what's going on. Something just a silly.
Oh,
it's National Guacamole Day. Did you guys know that?
No, I would have made fresh.
We've got avocado. All we need.
Yeah, but they should have set out. Since like yesterday, for
well, that
be right.
That one is sitting out.
I tell you what, the stuff in the little package is still pretty good.
Yeah, it is. It's true.
Don't you have to add an avocado to it though?
I don't know. Does Bob Schneider have like a Mexican song?
Bon Bonanza.
No, I don't like that.
Oh, really?
No.
Are you ready?
No.
Why did you do that one weekend for like 72 hours? You remember that? Didn't you do that?
I probably made enchiladas. That
usually No. It gets it started.
She had a Mexican-themed birthday one year.
I love fresh enchiladas.
Capelanos.
I do too.
When you do it right? Yeah. Do you make your own sauce?
I've never made my own enchilada sauce.
Yeah, that would be probably hard.
Oh, I might have to
look. It's pretty good out of the can, I'll be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, I like enchiladas. Do you sear your tortilla clothes before you bake them?
Probably not.
Genius.
That's a good idea.
I know.
Hi, welcome to the Chick McGee Show. I'm Chick McGee. That's Jason Hofsetz. That's Jess Hooker. That's Jeff Vibbert. We're here in the brand new front room studios. We're putting up soundproofing. We got her all painted.
It's feeling like home.
I'm starting to like the curtains now with the...
That'll be fine.
With the paint job.
I'm not going to mess with
it. We got a plant now?
We've got a plant?
I'm going to get a hanging plant, too.
Are we going to name the plant? Like fern? Or
Can we hang it over here?
We can. That's what I was wondering. If you wanted it there, or I didn't know if
this
you
is
wanted...
a good safe corner because no one's going to run into it.
I don't like it.
And I got
to
get...
Jeff doesn't like to be that close to plants.
I just don't like it being behind me. I don't know what it's going to do. I've seen Little Shop of Horrors.
I love that movie as a kid.
Feed me, Seymour. Feed me. You know who the voice of the Little Shop of Horrors is in the movie? The plant?
James Earl Jones.
Levi Stubbs. You know who Levi Stubbs is?
No.
He was the lead singer of the Four Tops, I think.
What did the Four Tops sing?
Sugar Pie, Honey Bunch.
Oh, okay. That's all.
You
I got that.
You are my...
Candy Girl.
Love you. No, that's...
You know that I love you.
Is that how it goes? Yeah.
I can't help myself. I think that's Levi Stubbs. Somebody look that up. There it is.
Oh, that is a good
song. That
was
quick.
Feed me, Seymour.
This is on...
Where would we be without
Motown? This is on the Big Chill soundtrack.
That's right.
Oh.
Jeff's doing some Pip stuff over here.
Yeah.
I can't help myself.
This, I heard it through the grapevine.
They probably did.
I have a song that might be appropriate for today.
Guacamole?
National Guacamole Day.
Loco and Acapulco.
Ooh, okay.
That's one of their big hits.
That's just
one
tops?
Of their big hits.
The Four Tops?
Yes.
The Four Tops went Mexican? I had no idea. This makes you want to dance, though.
I enjoy a big, long intro. Not enough songs, and it's because of radio. You got to get to it.
Traffic and weather together coming up on the 15th. So later this afternoon, we'll hear more of the Four Tops. Yeah, that's him, all right.
$100 says they've never been to Acapulco.
Oh, I bet they have.
I bet they all have had a house in Acapulco.
It's so soulful. It's a goofy song, but listen to his voice.
Yeah.
What? Feel the pressure, your back against the wall.
They're doing it.
Yeah. Not bad, huh?
You think they're doing it?
I hope so.
Jeff thinks so. Well, you know. What else you got there? I love Motown. This could be a Motown Friday.
Well,
I thought it was Guacamole Friday.
It's Flashback. You remember that? You guys remember that? When syndicated radio used to come on albums, vinyl albums?
No.
And Casey Kasem's Top 40 used to come on
albums. Oh, yeah, sure,
albums,
sure, sure.
And you would side one. But I was just a little baby DJ.
I love it when you say that.
Just like...
Uh-huh. Yep. Yep.
You had to play the albums in sequence or it messed up the countdown.
Oh.
Because it was syndicated.
And now coming in at number 5 is how one countdown started one Sunday morning. I remember that very
plainly. Oh, I thought you... Oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
What did you think?
Because those are all pre-produced.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? They all come in on... Yeah.
Wow.
And it's they were all... They would... It was a big damn deal when it would come on like Thursdays for that Sunday show.
Right.
And if it wasn't there by Friday,
everybody was
butts would start to tighten. Yeah.
I loved listening to the Top 40 when I was like in junior high.
Yeah. I plainly remember.
I mean, it was a big, and this
is
in the
Kasem's
80s.
Top 40.
Yeah. It was a big deal to me. I don't know why. It just was a big deal.
I had a stepmom that she listened to the country music countdown, whatever that one was.
Charlie somebody, I think.
It was?
I think. Maybe.
Now it's the guy from Brooks and Dunn, Ronnie Brooks. He does it now.
No kidding.
Yeah. But the guy that did it before him, I don't remember, but I remember his voice. But she would turn that on, and that's when we knew that it was time to clean. And I was like...
Oh, gotcha. There was a trigger there.
I always clean, but I play Audio Slave, Cochise. That's the song that I have on my headphones when I run the vacuum cleaner. Did you not know this?
No.
Oh, yeah.
You wear headphones when you vacuum?
This is my vacuum cleaning song, honest to God.
This was their first release.
Oh, man.
They came out.
This is a great fucking song. I don't know why it wasn't more popular.
What was
their big hit? Was this their big hit?
They had quite a few, I think. Yeah, when this kicks in.
Oh.
And you probably weren't that... You weren't a big Rage Against the Machine fan, were you?
Way after. Like, I like Wake Up.
Yeah, you kind
of... Rage, Wake Up.
Yeah, I'm hit and miss.
Yeah.
But the guitar, Tom Morello... kicks in.
Here it comes.
I'm going to lose my mind. Might wake Jeff up over here. I don't know.
Did you like Rage Against, or did you like Audio Slave or any of those guys?
Not really. No, I listened to Rage Against the Machine a little bit in college. It was a pump up for cross
country.
Here
it comes.
Here we go.
Hi!
So good.
Yep, that's vacuum cleaning music. Makes me want to get up and grab
my
vacuum.
Yeah.
You just don't care, you know?
That could be almost a lawnmowing music, too.
Boy, and there's that Indian theme in my life again. Cochise, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What the hell's going on?
Yeah.
You guys believe in past lives?
I don't know.
For sure.
Yeah, me too. I mean, more and more every day, actually.
I went to an astrology class last night.
What?
I know. I'm not... I mean, I learned a lot, and it's not anything that I want to apply to my life, but people are like, Mercury is in retrograde, and the Sun and Saturn are square, and all those things, and I don't know what that means.
I love abstract terminology like that.
Yeah, I don't.
You just...
Oh,
you applied it very well.
Sun and Saturn are square right now. So
yeah, I didn't. I know. And then she, but they're so passionate. Like, people that do know are very passionate about it. And she was just like, and I don't even know if I'm saying this correctly. I don't know if that's even possible. Maybe it was like Saturn and Mars. Maybe Saturn and Mars are square.
But she actually said planets and then the word square.
No, like they're square, like in their planetary alignment. Not the shape square.
I got you. Okay. I thought the planets... Well, they've gone square for summer. And, of course, that's bad. That would be bad.
That was horrible. Yeah.
But and it was just like... And then she was just like, but then when planet and Mars in the 60s and they were like this, and this is much worse than being square. And I was like, yes. I don't know what that means. And everybody went around and they were like, they're like, you know, I'm a Virgo with a Saturn moon and a Scorpio descendant. I don't know, Scorpio. Yeah, Scorpio descendant. And it got to me and I was like, I was born on June 29th. That's all I know.
Where did you take this class? Can you share? Or?
Yeah, it's a shop in Broad Ripple.
Okay.
Here's
okay.
my thing about that. You told me about this, and you said like it was...
Mars and Saturn are right next to each other right now.
They're square.
What is that? They're.
You told me that you only had like...
Oh, I don't know.
Are there 12...
I have this great app that...
What's it called?
Skyview.
Mm.
Oh. Are there 12 astrological signs? Like how many months there are? Right?
There are, yeah.
Kind of, but they're not defined by the month.
They're not defined by the month. They're 12. Yeah, the season for... In astrology, the year begins in spring. So Pisces is like the first.
Mm.
Is a, yeah, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's when that starts.
I think I'm a cusp. I'm a Sagittarius, but I'm on the cusp of Sagittarius. Like that's when you're close to another. Is that right?
No.
So I don't.
Actually, it's not right at all. You're like five. You're like five or six days in to Sagittarius.
So I'm a firm Sagittarius.
Well, no, you probably have a moon in a different... Your moon is in a different house, and there's other things.
Well, a moon is in the seventh house.
What else?
Mercury and Jupiter and Venus are like right in a line.
Venus with the sun.
There's like four of them right in line together.
She's got it.
When that song Venus came out, did you guys sing Penis to Venus?
No.
Yeah, baby, she's what? Got
penis.
It. Penis. When's your birthday,
I'm
Jeff?
Your penis.
I will now.
I'm your man.
No, my point is when you took this class last night, you only covered six of the signs or something.
Mm-hmm.
How do you not go back and get the rest of it?
Well, I go back on Wednesday for the next class.
Oh, you back? It's next Wednesday?
It is next Wednesday.
Oh, I didn't know.
They
you
also
were
have
go back.
A men's group there that meets on Thursdays that maybe you would benefit from.
What does the men's group do?
I don't know. They're just nice to each other. It looked like
that would be different to be out in public and at some sort of organized activity.
But then I looked in there and I was like, chick couldn't sit in there and do that.
No, gosh, yeah. No. If he had some bros with him, maybe.
You got some bros. Jeffy, you're a Virgo, aren't you?
I am a Virgo, but I think I'm on the cusp of being a Leo. I'm like 5 days in. I always thought that was the cusp.
I always thought
it
was the cusp.
No, the cusp is like one day, one way, or the other.
One day, one way.
One day, one way, the other.
I just thought it was a loose interpretation.
But we did Aries. And
yeah, I'm an Aries.
You're an Aries. But I wrote down everybody I knew's birthday that would have been in an Aries, and I wrote Jason, Susie, and my Uncle Dan. They're all Aries, and it's... insane how similar you are.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's the thing, is that this astrology obviously has been around for thousands of years. And these qualities that people, I mean, they get, it's not a science, but man, I think it's a little bit of science.
It's a little, it's science as in, like, you can't deny where the planets are. If you're going to base your life around it,
sun revolves around the earth.
Earth is flat.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Are you a flat earther? Is
that what? Oh, I'm a flat earther for sure.
You and who's the rapper?
B.O.B.
B.O.B.
The signs all point to a flat earth. Have you ever seen the earth be round? No, it's flat.
Yes,
there you
yes
go.
I have. There's pictures from the
moon. No, fake.
Fake.
You know, fake.
For those
fake.
Of you who believe we went to the moon.
Yeah.
The only time we went to the moon was to get that picture that they use for the MTV.
Bum,
VMA.
Ba-dum, no. Ba-dum, ba-dum,
that's
bum,
what I always,
ba-dum.
I thought that was a real thing.
You thought that was a real moon? I mean, it is a real moon, I guess.
You guys think we landed on the moon?
Yes, we landed on the moon.
No.
What about the Van Allen radiation belt? What about that? That would
we got through it.
Chew up anything alive. What about that?
Chew up anything alive. I'm this is something that's invisible. Is that what you're telling me?
It's a Van Allen radiation belt. It's a fact of... I'm being contrary.
At this point right now, I'd like to send you to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing.
All
why
of
haven't
you,
why
that's
haven't,
what we ought to do. Take all the people that don't believe we went to the moon. Send them there.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like that.
You're a Virgo, right? Did we just say that? You're Virgo?
Yeah, Virgo.
The Virgo lives in the house, the sixth house, and a lot of astrologers say that's the house where pets live, like your pets are. Doesn't that make that, isn't that interesting?
I don't want to live in that house right now because they'll chew up your couch.
Oh, and she ran, before we went on the air, she ran head first into Chick's stairs.
Yeah. She doesn't like, understand stairs.
Full
right?
speed. No, yeah. she's never been around stairs.
Like clunk. Oh my God.
Your parents still have stairs?
It was the biggest clunk
it
I've
was.
Ever heard.
I felt terrible.
Well, and there's no carpet on them, so that's probably
like, I really issue. Think that mm-hmm. she like took a step back and like shook her head like but when you really hit
fine.
Your head.
She might need to go through the concussion protocol, but
yeah,
I don't know.
She probably has CTE.
I think she's just wandering around in circles for a little bit, but I think she was okay.
She was just sitting there drooling.
The lady dogs are at the spa today and tomorrow because they were smelling bad.
Oh, Honey has an ear infection and it smells so bad.
You want? I've got squirty stuff. You put them in her, put it in her ears, and Monkey had the same thing.
Tea tree oil, but if you have stuff, I'll take it.
What other birth sign? What are
the, well, I was Aries is the one that we covered last night. I mean, we started with Aries and said that they're self-confident, they're leaders.
Is Jason an Aries? Is that what you're saying?
Okay. Yes. There's some stubborn, things. Stubborn it's in interesting. There? Yeah, it is actually stubborn is in here. Actually, not as stubborn as Taurus, but I don't think it's that. It's just. Self-reliant, self-assured, strong drive, innovative. But then there's other things like egotistical and impulsive and...
Fights like a woman?
I said it.
Bobs and weaves won't let me hit him? Is that in the...
Aggressiveness, yeah, quick-tempered.
Yeah, see, that's not me.
I think it is, but I don't think... I think it's very... like this one said... Like you meddle. And I was like, no, that's not true at all. Like, no. That's not what you are at all.
Like a Scooby-Doo?
Not
going?
Egotistic at all. Yeah. No, like things like that. Yeah, absolutely.
What
not.
About cancer? That's
so
you.
So do we just pick the ones we like? I mean,
no, I just think that
do
it's...
How do we do this? This is a sham. This whole thing's a sham.
I knew you would say that.
So you don't believe in this, but you believe we went to the moon. Okay.
No. No, I just think it's... I just don't know anything about it.
Well, okay,
I was
let's.
Just curious.
Did they go over you?
Yeah.
Okay. Mine's, so did you believe everything that's on the list?
It's pretty dead on. But I'm also a I'm a water sign, and I know I don't know. It's an element. These things that I'm not learning.
This is unreal.
But to give and receive emotional warmth and security mm-hmm. is me. That's, mm-hmm. yeah. Domestic, sympathetic, sensitive.
Holy moly.
Artistic, protective, caring, nurturing, maternal. Also, downside, touchiness, timid, clannishness.
You're big with your family. That's true.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Restless. Overly emotional and overly sentimental at times.
Did you skip anything? Did you read them all at times?
Yeah, I did. Okay. No, I did. Yeah, I did. There's a whole nother paragraph about it. Like, cancers are something of an enigma. So cancers are assertive, self-starters, go-getters. They're also intuitive, what's, feeling.
What's the date range on that?
The date goes
For a cancer.
Oh, for cancer, it starts June 21st, I think. Cancer's June 21st to July 22nd.
Okay.
Do you know anyone?
Nope.
That's what I'm trying to think.
Nope.
I do. Can you hand me the dry erase and I'll tell you a couple?
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
And when I say this, you're all going to laugh. Ready?
You don't have Sagittarius there. I just looked me up.
He's
gone through six of them, right? You only gone through half?
Yeah, hold on.
So this person is also
there's
a
two
cancer.
Of them.
Oh, I know one.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I do know one. Yes, I knew the bottom.
Yeah.
Why is there a U?
Because it's like...
okay. I didn't know if that was on purpose.
But some of that stuff doesn't apply to them.
Not at all. That's the difference.
Yeah, especially that one.
The top, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the...
Okay.
You know what? So, no, it doesn't apply to everybody, but mine just happens
sure,
to be
sure.
pretty on...
Right. So you covered Jeff, right?
I didn't cover Jeff.
Oh, you didn't? I'm sorry.
You haven't gotten me in the class yet, have you?
No, it's Jeff's turn. He's a Virgo, and Jeff...
Oh, my God.
Let's see. All right, the symbol is the Virgin.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
The hunt for
spot on so far.
Your psychological need is to analyze and find order. Your best quality.
Oh, I love order.
He likes order.
Your best quality is to be analytical. The downside, criticism, cynicism, fear of disease, and perfectionism.
Yes. Spot on.
Fear of perfectionism?
No, and fear of disease and then comma, perfectionism. Okay.
Fear of disease.
Keywords, discrimination, analytical, methodicalness, service, helpful, studious, hygiene, purity, and mentality.
I think you are pretty hygienic.
Is
that the way to put it?
Yeah, I don't think you're ever dirty.
Yeah, and you know, you're very much got to be clean. It's, you know, you run, you probably take a shower immediately.
Did you not do Sagittarius at the class?
No, I didn't.
Okay, ready?
That'll be next week.
Fastidious about food.
Yes.
What does fastidious mean?
Picky.
Picky?
Yeah.
Discriminating.
But it's more of a picky about getting it or not getting it. You're not terrible. Well, you are a little picky about
food.
No,
when he's hungry, he's ready.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But it's only because his metabolism.
Wait, I thought we were talking about Chick.
10 times.
He burns 100 calories just sitting here for 5 minutes.
Okay. I go with that.
Are you ready for Sagittarius?
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, read it later. Go ahead.
Are you ready to be amazed? Mm. Some of the best Sagittarius traits. These are the best. Frankness, courage, and optimism. I don't know about that. He's a restless wanderer, so the best you can do to keep his attention is to share in his quest, appreciate his wisdom, and respect his opinions.
Oh, that's nice.
Some of the negative Sagittarius characteristics include...
all of them.
Impatience and carelessness.
Oh, that was chronic sighing.
Okay, guys, or that. See, I'm sorry. What was that second one?
I forget. Impatience and carelessness. Mm-hmm. And I put carelessness second. Carelessness is first.
But it also said, they were talking about, somebody else in class was a Sagittarius last night, and they were talking about, like, that is as intellectual as you get in terms of signs, like retaining information, providing information, a thinker. And I think that Chick's definitely that, almost to a fault.
What did they go over your element? My element's fire.
Oh, yeah. Everybody has an element. Like I said, I was a water.
What am I? What
fire
was
and
I?
Water.
Fire and water.
Yeah.
You get steam.
Let me see.
Steam. Heat.
You're also fire.
See, that doesn't seem right. I'm more of a water guy.
Yeah. What did I say you were, Jeffy?
Oh, my God.
Virgo?
I know, but I didn't know if I said
you. No, you didn't say that. I'm
you're
on.
Earth.
Earth. I was going to say Earth.
I think you said Earth right before you.
Oh, you did?
I think it's just a hair. He got you.
And I don't know. See, this is the things I don't know. Like Virgo, it says your ruling planet is Mercury. So when Mercury is in retrograde, maybe that means it's very bad time.
No, it's been horrible. We've talked about this. I almost killed myself last time it was in retrograde.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Chick, you're missing a good show over here.
So I think today starts, we're going to have, we'll have a full moon tonight.
Yes.
Oh, is it tonight?
That's, boy, that changes
full.
Things.
It looked full.
It looked full last night.
It was so pretty last
night. Hang on,
night.
I need to text like 3 people and warn them.
No, Mercury won't be in retrograde during this. During this eclipse.
I've got a question.
Go ahead. Are you asking me or are you asking somebody else?
I'm asking all of you.
Oh, yeah, please.
My Sagittarius traits here has a commercial for flea and tick protection. What do you think that means?
I don't know.
It heard you say the girls with the spa.
I think it's just fun. Like, I think it's just something, I don't know, because if I try to learn things that I really like... Like, I could probably benefit from, like, a broadcasting class or something, but that doesn't... I'm just interested, and I always want to be learning something different.
Listen, I just... on my trip with my buddy, his name's Bob, Rob, whichever way you... Depending on when you knew him, what you call him. And he's similar. That's what I admire about him, and I admire that about you, Jess. You're just... It's like, I'm not going to stop learning anytime soon because I have a built-in interest in just about anything.
Yeah.
And like you say, you might not necessarily apply it, but you want to know about it. And I think that's cool.
I'm just curious. And I more so enjoy listening to people who are passionate about it, talk about it, and teach it. And I have been, and I honestly think it's the same way when I work out in the yard, like doing stuff in my yard and touching the earth and and sweating how much better I feel mentally. It's the same way when I'm in a group of people and I'm learning about something I know absolutely nothing about. I have the same surge of energy. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
No?
No, I was going to say, let's refer to each other by our elemental symbols. And then you said touching the earth, and I was like, all right, let's not talk about it.
So what is there? Earth, fire, water?
I think that's it. Earth, there's only three.
Was not no wind?
No, there's no
earth,
wind.
Wind and fire?
Nope, no wind. No, there is wind. No, I think there is wind. Sorry.
The gaseous of all signs.
It absolutely is. So fire, earth, there is air. Yes, the element of air. Earth, wind, and fire, which that makes all the sense in the world now.
Earth, wind, and fire. Oh, okay. Great group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And each of them have like a degree of intensity.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you have air, there's one of the signs, which I haven't learned this yet, but one of the signs would be like me blowing, mm-hmm. that would be that. And then there would be like a cool breeze. And then there would be like a hurricane. Like that's the degrees. And it's the same way with the earth and the wind. And
so
the fire.
I think Chick would be wind. Should be wind.
I'm fire.
He's fire.
I know, but you have that. Yeah.
Oh, that
which
hard
is
sign.
Moving the air.
Call me the breeze.
But his is like a dragon.
Is
sign.
This the most popular Earth, Wind, and Fire song?
Fire. Ooh, I don't know. Let's hear it. Yes.
September.
Okay.
Ow. Again, pretty soulful.
Oh, yeah.
This one.
Gotta get to the chorus.
Is Philip it, Bailey.
Does this sound a lot like a Hall & Oates open? No? I don't know.
Once the horns kick in, though.
Right until those big horns, okay. Yeah.
Do you remember?
This is basically, and I think it would admit it, but the Here Come the Mummies.
Oh, yeah, the bass.
Is replicating a lot of these kind of songs.
Sure.
Maurice White, bad man.
My girlfriend lost her virginity to this song.
Okay,
why would she tell you that?
Not to you.
Yeah, nope.
Not to you.
I don't know. No, I don't. There wasn't music. I'll just say that.
There's no music. There's just
that Philip Bailey can sing pretty as a girl. Remember Philip Bailey, Chinese Wall? Remember that?
No.
Easy Lover.
Easy Lover.
Oh, you don't remember
Phil
that?
Collins and Philip Bailey?
Oh, I feel like I do. Da 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 da. Is there something like that later?
Yes. Yes, there is. There it is. Does this sound like a Genesis song?
I love Phil Collins. When he shows up with a cameo in Hook as one of the detectives, made that movie for me.
Oh, yeah, you talked this one up.
We're
trying to get weather together coming up on the nines.
Would you see on the computer when the music was going to start, or did you just have to know the song?
Back then, yeah.
Shows it.
Now you do. Yeah, but then it was a feel.
It's a good song. How have we not been sued yet? Play a lot of music.
Yeah, I should probably turn it off.
Okay.
Well, good news. We made a lot of money, but we lost it all to lawsuits.
Wait a second. We've made money?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've been running the books for us.
Okay.
I've been crunching some numbers.
So when you've been saying I'm looking at the Penske file, it was our bottom line? Is that what you've been doing?
I've been taking the money and been putting it back into the podcast.
Oh.
It'll all multiply by like 20. When
I've got some receipts I'd like to turn in if that's the case.
Did anybody see Donald Trump was on Jimmy Fallon last night?
No, yes. Was he really?
Uh-huh, I did, where he played with his hair.
And Jimmy said, can I touch your hair? And Trump said, yeah, go ahead. And so that's the GIF or whatever you say, the little piece of video all over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody on Twitter today put, we have ceased becoming a caring nation. We're just now a giant audience with borders. Because it's, you mark my words, Trump's approval rating and...
It's going to skyrocket.
The percentage of votes in the they're going to be... Well, I think they are already dead even. And now, because Trump is laughing and enjoying and Jimmy's laughing and he's just messing his hair up.
Well, remember when...
that might get him elected.
Bob Dole... Remember when Bob Dole went on Letterman after the election?
Yeah.
And he was funny and interesting and engaging. And you're like, what happened? I mean, political views aside, you're like, Right. This guy seemed pretty decent.
Right. He seemed okay, yeah.
Like whereas before, when he's running for president, he seemed kind of,
Yeah, that Colbert bump, whenever they go on Colbert Report, I think it was Obama-McCain.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that was when they were like, oh, wow, this is a huge tool for the election.
Sure.
For the younger.
Oh, absolutely.
I think Trump is like being really terrible and awful, and like the 3 weeks before the election, he'll flip his script, whatever.
I mean, he hasn't paid for advertisements. He hasn't. I mean, like something crazy.
Yeah, he's probably pocketing all the money.
Donald Trump, June 14th.
What about it?
So what would his...
Oh, we talked about him a lot, actually. June 14th is a Gemini.
Okay.
And it's... somebody kept referring to him. He's a Gemini, and they were talking about celebrities and how it kind of makes sense sometimes. Him and Johnny Depp are Geminis, and
that's one of the signs I'm most compatible
signs,
with.
And their psychological need is to communicate. Their best quality is versatility. They're changeable, fickle, indecisive, superficial, restless, and nervous.
Hillary Clinton.
They're nonconformist. They're inquisitive. They're curious. They're quick-witted. They network. They're tactful. Oh, I don't know about that.
You know, not that one. Brusque.
They're best at writing and speaking. Yeah, so that makes sense.
Hillary's October 26th. Is that Libra?
I don't know.
Hillary?
She has the same birthday as my cousin. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but she does. I don't know. I'm sorry. Let me look.
You know she's a girl, right?
Hillary or her body double?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know what? I've heard recently.
She's a Scorpio.
On the cusp of Sagittarius. I don't know. I just want to be on cusp of something.
You're on the cusp of my nerves right now.
I realize that.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm going to have some guacamole at the break.
Let's walk it up.
Guacamole and a wild cherry Pop-Tart.
Wait
a
minute.
That's my
cherry
lunch. Don't say we're going to have guacamole at the break if we're not going to have
guacamole. We're
going
to have guacamole, it's already made. It's the pre-thing.
It'll have to do.
I'm guessing you don't have any tortillas or fresh vegetables, though.
I threw the tortillas. I did kind of a purge of the refrigerator last night, and the tortillas were really hard.
Oh, tortillas.
Hard.
What about chips? What about chips?
Got the chips that you brought in the Ziploc bag.
Oh, okay.
But there are only five left.
Oh, that, yeah, I didn't
know. So each one of us is, I can run to the store. I don't care. It's right around the corner.
We'll be all right. We'll be all right.
I called it, so it's mine.
Yeah, it's his.
Remember that.
I'm just going to eat that avocado, actually.
We're going to be all right. Jess said so. We'll be right back with part two of the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One.
Oh, yeah.
Part two of the Chick McGee Show. I'm Chick McGee. This is Chick McGee speaking on Podcast One. That's Jason. That's Jess. That's Jeff. So before you guys got here, I had to rush home today and get the girls in the car. They went to the spa. They're getting their hair did and their nails and all this. And I'm in the bathroom. The girls are outside using the bathroom. I'm inside using the bathroom. And right before I open the door, I hear...
The dogs have learned to knock.
And I go, what the hell is that? And I open the bathroom door, and it gets louder. And I look out, and there's a woodpecker on the side of my house digging in for bugs.
On the house?
On the house.
But you don't have a wood house.
I don't know what he was digging in the frame of the window or something.
Oh no.
That's why the previous owners moved. The woodpecker wouldn't leave him alone.
Son of a bitch. No, so I took it's called
a
kill shot.
Go ahead.
And I just had
something happen. I forgot. Go ahead.
And I sprayed the bug spray in the corner where the because that stuff is toxic. Mm. But so I don't know if the woodpecker's dead or if the bugs are dead. That
he could go somewhere
for.
Else, I'm sure.
You think?
Yeah, he'll be fine.
It was really teeny tiny. It looked like a little... I always thought a woodpecker was like 4 foot tall.
No.
And it looked like Woody
Woodpecker. Red and blue.
Yeah, it looked like Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah.
Ha, 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 ha.
I love that. I watched that cartoon a lot as a kid.
And
a Woody.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to get ice cream yesterday at Sunday's Ice Cream, the best ice cream on the planet. I recommend Graham Central Station. I remember finding this flavor one evening when I was over there. And
all by yourself?
All by myself.
Good for you.
It's a liar.
All right.
He found out about it because I had it at the mug. in Greenfield.
And they import Sundae's ice cream?
Yeah, they import, but it's all local imports.
Sure, that's what I'm saying.
And, yeah. I mean, but regionally mostly importing. But mostly everything's from their farm, actually. Mm.
So I'm driving by, and I thought it was, have you seen those deer statues?
Mm-hmm. Yes, those they shouldn't even sell those things. That's so dumb.
So I looked over, oh, there's a deer statue. And then I saw the statue do this. It was a real deer. It was the biggest, with the big horns, and it's just standing in. It was like, so I don't know.
It was a big buck.
It was like horns. It was like 6:30. It had the big horns on it.
You saw a buck with antlers.
Yeah, and it was just like, and it was standing. Like, you've seen the statue. It's just standing, not really moving.
That's how they. That's how they do. Really.
But then I looked at it. It was, the tongue came out of its mouth.
I saw a moose.
Yeah.
Up in the mountains, and three deer walked right through our campsite. Just like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Aren't those moose gigantic?
Yeah, it was a little far away, but it was massive. And I'd seen them 2 years prior when I'd been up there, but...
There are moose in Colorado?
Yes.
Yeah, antelope.
Moose, elk.
I didn't know that.
Elk.
I thought the wolves ate them all.
Antelope. No. Dad's got the ladder. Oh, no, that's cantaloupe. Cantaloupe. I'm sorry.
Right, cantaloupe. Dad's got the ladder. Got it. Good one.
Well, we had guacamole. Uh-huh.
Did you have one? Mm-hmm. You had guacamole there.
With the leftover meat on a stick from Chinese.
Yeah, it was pretty much...
it was a free-for-all.
It was a free-for-all lunch kind of there.
Finished it up with a pop... We did the wild cherry Pop-Tarts. Yeah. Non-press Pop-Tart.
You need to go straight cherry as an adult. The wild cherry, definitely. And it's got little...
Too sweet?
Stuff on it. Mm-hmm. It's got too...
It looks like a Lisa Frank poster.
It's like eating a big pastry Skittle.
It did.
And I like Skittles.
Yeah, do you go sour Skittles?
No.
When I take Max,
I'm off Skittles.
When I take Max and Addie to the movies, well, she doesn't anymore. But when she used to get Skittles, Addie would get Skittles, and it was the only time I would have Skittles. But I would get, I don't know, 60 in my mouth. It was so good.
God. Gross! You eat them all at the same time?
Yeah.
You only eat red Skittles. Rule number one.
What? So you just waste all the other Skittles?
No, I give them to my kids, but I eat all the red ones.
Do they ever wonder, did they ever come up to you and go, Mother, when do you think they'll make red Skittles?
Now, here's my thing. I like, the only Skittles I eat now are the Skittles Orchards. Mm. And because it has lime, it has orange, but the problem has two different reds.
Ooh.
One's a wild cherry, the other one's a red apple.
Really?
But you can't tell the reds apart.
Oh, they didn't even try to make a difference.
And I'm off the original ones because they're not original.
They're not original.
Because they took out the lime and put in green apple.
So you're saying,
I don't like green
still
apple.
Call it original. Good. I'm still pissed about
it. I don't like
that.
Green apple.
Lime's
no,
awful.
Green apple's terrible.
Green apple's great. Lime
is bad. Don't turn my mic off. Skittles got it right.
Well, so, where are you guys with Starbursts?
Orange. Red.
I don't think I've ever had a Starburst.
You've never had a Starburst.
I don't think I ever.
Jeff almost knocked his mic.
Yeah, this is the most pissed I've ever seen.
How have you never had a Starburst?
I never have. What's your favorite
candy?
He's
never smoked a cigarette either.
I've never smoked a cigarette.
I understand the cigarette thing. A Starburst.
and until recently, really, I'd never smoked marijuana I don't know.
I understand.
A couple months ago. But.
We're talking about Starburst here. Jeff's very upset.
But if you, yeah.
That is bizarre that you, he's such a, he likes
you need
rich.
To bring, next time you need to bring some Starburst.
He likes rich food, so he doesn't like chewy candy and stuff like that.
So not a taffy guy?
That's why
chocolate.
That's why Skittles threw me. I didn't think I'd like them. They're so good.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
See, I used to love put a yellow and a green one together, a lemon and a lime.
Okay, okay.
That was always good. Orange on its own.
Yeah, we
cherry
used to
on
put
its own.
We used to put Skittles in Zimas.
Yeah,
flavor.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
You can put them in like a thing of vodka.
And then the worst kid in our grade did it and came to the party, and we're like, "Yeah, we're not doing that anymore."
Well, this is lame.
Yeah.
No, you. I always put the lime Skittle with the yellow.
There's no lime,
lemon
Jeff.
Skittle, because the lime tasted so bad, you had to take the second worst and put it with it.
You had a chaser.
Yeah, you had to chase Skittles.
What about the lime in the coconut?
Oh my gosh, nothing makes Addie laugh harder than when I sing that song. And
really?
Yeah, well, because I also have a dance that I do with it, and she's
a big fan of your dance.
She is. She said, you know, your butt is funny by itself.
Get lime in the coconut and drink it all up and put the lime in the coconut.
Yeah.
Ow. Ooh, it sounds good.
That was very loud. That was good.
It's. This is terrifying.
What the hell are you doing?
It's the first thing that came up.
It sounds
this
like
this is the intro to the song.
Yeah. That's it.
Who is this?
Harry Nilsson. He wrote it.
Harry who?
Nilsson?
Laszlo Bain?
Laszlo Bain?
Oh, wow, you were really wrong.
Well, no, but they might have wrote it.
We'll find Harry's version, will you?
It's a coconut.
I think Harry wrote it.
He might have wrote it, but...
Is this the version you recall, Jess?
No, this is the one I
recall. Seems weird, doesn't it?
What about this one?
Yeah, Harry wrote it. That.
This is it?
This is Harry. Yeah,
Red Tracy, it says. What's wrong with you? Play the right one, will you?
I can't find it, sorry.
I just went to Wikipedia and it says single by Harry Nilsson from the album Nilsson Schmilsson.
Harry Nilsson?
B-side, live, B-side, the Moonbeam song, 1972.
Moonbeam.
Genre, calypso. Label, RCA. Writer, Harry Nilsson. Producer, Richard Perry. Okay, now explain to me the difference between that song and the one you just played.
Listen, yeah. There's not a bunch of scary-ass kids in the background.
Yeah, that
sorry.
Was terrifying.
His biggest song is Everybody's Talking.
And he didn't write that one.
What year is this from?
72.
Is the song called Everyone's Talking and then in parentheses, Shut the Fuck Up? Is that, what is it? Nope, okay.
It's just called Coconut.
Yeah, that's terrible.
In the beginning of that, there was all those creepy kids screaming
did
for
it
help.
Did it remind you of a baby being carried away by ants in Africa?
Yes. Do you guys have a song on your iPod where it starts playing and it terrifies you because you don't know? Like Kanye West has a song called Monster.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
all of a sudden,
the lights out.
And it scares me every time.
I like Eminem's Monster.
Do you like that new album? The newest album? The Eminem's newest album?
Is it new?
No.
Like 2 years old?
Probably.
Yeah, there were a couple songs that I really liked.
I really did too.
Yeah.
Recovery? Is that what it is?
He had a lot of...
Shoot the lights out. Until it's right out.
It gets scarier.
Yeah, it's Kanye. I'm already annoyed.
Are you willing? Sacrifice your life. Ah!
Here comes my favorite part. Oh. Gossip, gossip.
Nigga, just stop it.
Everybody knows I'm a motherfucking monster.
I'm gonna need to see your hands at the concert.
I'm gonna need to see
wow.
your hands at the concert.
Wow. Nothing like pandering to the audience.
The best part of that song is the end when.
Yeah, I'm guessing it.
No, I'm not. I'm not sure who's singing, but it's really beautiful at the end.
Is it really?
Oh, I know you're doing it.
That's that Nicki Minaj.
Nicki.
Here,
there it is. Cross the line,
you see, it's beautiful.
I love this part.
It's all messed up. It's not a real voice.
Sounds better in my car.
Oh.
No good.
I can play some beautiful songs. But sure as hell ain't
hey, wait a minute. You got any Drake over there?
No.
Hold on. Let me look into the trash can see if I can find some Drake down here.
No Drake?
Okay.
I played Drake on here before, and people got angry. So
people loved it. The only person that got angry was you. People were like, "Wow, that guy is talented. Let's hear some more." I don't think they said that.
What's Drake's biggest song? Something about a cell
one
phone?
One Dance.
He has a ton.
Right now, it's One Dance.
Hotline Bling. Oh, yeah. Chick nails Hotline Bling. Like something cell phone.
You used to call me on my cell phone. You used to.
Okay, that's Timmy Thomas.
Are you just going to fall asleep right there, Jason?
That's Timmy Thomas's. You used to call me on my
cell phone. Wow, the lyrics are just really so deep.
Okay, I'm not saying it's deep lyrics. I'm saying when you're, like, working out, it gets you pumped up. And not this song.
Look up Timmy Thomas.
The person, Timmy Thomas?
That organ and the rhythm track is Timmy Thomas. What's the name of it? What's the first song?
I feel like this skill of yours could be useful somewhere.
He's a human Shazam.
Yeah, you are. You're like a human Shazam.
What do you mean?
Dying inside.
Not here now with us, but useful somewhere.
No, I mean, I really feel like you could help
people.
What
song?
What songs do you have?
Why Can't We Live Together? Dying Inside to Hold You. Those are his two big ones.
Play the first one. Play the first one. That might be it.
No, don't play the first. Don't play the first one.
Drake sped it up.
I don't hear it.
I do.
Okay, now go back to Drake.
Can you do that? Do you have that capability?
It's going to take me just a little bit.
Can we give you? We can all hand you our iPhones. Just
here we go.
Okay. Ready?
You used to call me. Just a little different.
Little, yeah. There's something.
But no. Listen, it's in the same. It's in
it
the
is,
same house.
For sure.
Different room.
Sure. Yeah.
Same house.
You know there are many
Maybe
houses.
The sixth house.
In my father's house, there are many houses. Oh, sorry.
I wonder what astrological.
I did my
sign
good
Drake
deed
is.
Of the day. I played Drake.
I don't know. I don't know.
Gemini. He's probably Gemini.
I think so. That was my guess.
No, that's what I don't know. He looks like a Gemini. Or Cancer. He's very sensitive.
Well, what do you guys think means? What do you think it means when you can look at birth signs like that and so many qualities fit so many different people?
I think October 24th. Mm-hmm. That makes him.
Same as Hillary Clinton's October 25th.
What did I say? I don't remember.
Capricorn's January, I think.
I put a lot more stock in if you actually sit down and do a personality test.
Sure.
And then go from there. Then put you in a bucket. Okay. Oh, you're this type of person.
Or do you think?
Then you can go, this type of person gets along with this or is a good with a relationship
are
with
that
person.
Are you a big A-B person? Like type A personality? Type B person? No, I mean like do you apply that to people a lot?
One personality test I did years ago, it made me understand people better based on me because basically I don't get along with like Uber type A's. And I'm like, oh, that's why I hate that guy. Because he's a...
hate him.
It was a sales, type A? It was a sales guy, just the massive ego.
Did he still work there?
Uber type... No, this was a Flavor Co.
Oh.
Yeah. This was a long time ago.
So what is... So at a type A, I thought they were just like social and... No?
Alpha dog? Right?
Alpha, more of an alpha.
Oh, yeah. That's me.
Yeah.
It's me for sure.
Uh-huh.
But are you a type A?
No, I'm not a type A.
Not at all?
No. There's probably type A qualities of like wanting to keep order.
Right.
But I mean, when I think type A, it's am I an alpha dog?
No.
I mean, by no means am I an alpha dog.
Mm-mm.
Beta.
You're a beta dog.
I don't know. I wish I bet I have that somewhere because it was amazing when you basically dial down to this. I don't want to say, I'm just going to say a number, like a 3 or 4 digit number within a bigger number, you know, a smaller number, like, oh, you're in the sevens, or whatever.
Sure,
so you
sure,
go
sure.
to the 71 and then the 712s or whatever. And you go into it and there's like 10 words that describe you and it nailed them.
Huh.
But I mean, it's based on you answering questions.
I struggle with that because I answer the questions on what I want to be, not necessarily what I am.
Well, then do it on what you are.
Skews it. Yeah, that.
Yeah, but I think my perception of myself is different.
It's impossible.
You don't know who you are, is what you're saying.
Sometimes.
Okay.
You know what? Up until recently, I don't think I was comfortable being whoever I was.
Right.
That's been a big growth time.
Those tests are super hard. Like, there's so much bias in them.
Yeah. I don't. And what does it? I mean, I think inevitably you know who you are and you know what's best for you, and whether or not you want to listen to you, that's up to you.
And I feel like a lot of those questions are very situational. Like it's like, well, in that moment, that might not be what I do, but I don't know.
If right.
I just took a what type of lover are you?
Shut up, Jeff. What kind of lover?
No, it was like one of those like
tender, compassionate,
caring, giving. Receive emotion or what you want. I don't know. It was like a physical touch
with your mouth.
Yeah, I was very big on that. Physical touch, words of affirmation, small gifts. And stuff like that. You know what I mean?
That's how you give or you want to receive?
How you want to receive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You like presents?
Well, I do like giving it, but...
Right,
but,
okay.
Yeah.
By it, you mean...
The D. The D.
I thought Chick was going to show.
Sure like the bone.
No. But...
I think whoever thought of... Put the D in the V should get like a Nobel Prize. I think that is one of the funniest things I've ever
there,
heard.
There's a...
We were doing it to Tom one morning, and he didn't know what to do.
There's, I think it's called 16 Personalities. Katie, yeah. My daughter, was doing this.
Yeah.
I think for at school.
Yeah.
And she had me do it.
What's that called?
I think it's called 16 Personalities.
No, I think there's something. No, but the doctor, the guy who wrote it. Oh, yeah.
Spock, the baby doctor?
That's yes, he wrote that. That was him. All of him. Were you alone when you took this test?
No.
And what was it again?
I don't know. Like,
what type of lover?
Love type. Not what type of a lover are you? Yeah.
I think that's what he said.
I thought that was what you said.
That's what I heard.
But it was just like
it in Cosmo or was it online?
It was online. And the craziest thing is, like, I went on a first date with some girl, and she like made me take that sitting at the bar, and
we
didn't go on a second one. Yeah.
I love doing this on Google. You go, what type of?
Yeah. I got 16personalities.com.
The first thing is, what type of fish is Dory?
What type of fish is
very
Dory?
Important? Wait, let's try to.
She's a
what
Dory
type
fish.
Of Pokemon is Snorlax?
That's another one.
A bear.
I have no
panda.
I don't know any of them.
Panda.
How,
what
you
type
find
of
it,
lover are you?
Oh, what does it give a numerical value? How are you supposed to answer?
Play that? Buzz? Was that it, Jeff?
I don't know.
Whatever she made him do.
I don't know. She took it too, and ours were basically flipped.
Opposite.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I took that.
Yeah, that takes a good 15 minutes.
That takes
12,
a long time.
12 minutes, it says.
The personality test, I took that one mm-hmm. before she made me.
I have
that
the written version of that.
Where'd
in
you,
a workbook.
Where'd you end up?
I don't even remember. It said I'm a
career
a general. Oh. I'm a leader. I'm a captain. I should be
you
worship like a god. Yes.
You're the nicest guy I've ever met. Well, I guess you should be a captain and a general if you're a nice guy.
A lot of that was situational. Like in my personal life, I am forgiving and kind, but at work I'm cutthroat and I treat it like a business. If you're
serious?
If you're 5 minutes, if you're on time, you're late. You're off the team. Goodbye. Sorry.
On time is 15 minutes early. In my world.
Yep.
I'm trying very, very hard to do that.
I just no. But,
for, okay, all of you. That's fine.
For this test, it was just like at work. I view. It's work. You need to be there on time. You need to do your job. You need to do what's told of you. You shouldn't be like, well, he's my friend, so I'm going to pay him a ton of money even though he doesn't do anything. No, it's a business. That's mm-hmm. how businesses fail. That's why the Jacksonville Jaguars aren't any good, all right?
What happened with them?
I think
Jacksonville's going to be better.
I do too.
I think they're going to – they almost beat the Packers.
I like their coach, and they have like 16 number one draft picks.
Maybe I should take a football class next so I know what the hell you guys are
doing. That'd be good, yeah.
Do you think it's that simple?
What?
That you take a class and like, oh, I could talk football now. I mean, the reason
no, I think
I've never
it.
Played football. Chick did play.
Eh.
And played little. Jeff, you didn't play any football, right?
State champs.
Did you play?
No, I'm kidding.
Isn't cross country and football the same season?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The only reason we know, I've never played any organized football. I've watched 1,000 or two games,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's what somebody else said to me at the game the other night. They're like, just watch it. And I was like, well, stop talking to me so I can watch it. My friend Megan
shut
is
up.
Just joking.
Shut up. Shut it up.
Yeah, but
I'm standing on the sidelines, and I see that, and there's an interception. And everybody around me is going, what's happening? What happened? What happened? And before they started talking, I said, that's a pick.
Yeah.
And the referees, we intercepted the football.
Right.
I yelled, horse neck. Because I just learned what horse collar was the other day.
Oh, God.
But, however,
that's a horse neck.
There's good news. It's a horse neck from now on.
I've never heard a horse collar. That was the craziest thing I'd ever heard.
Now I'm going to call it a horse neck.
I know. It's, if there's anything cuter than her saying horse neck, I don't know what
I'm
the fuck
not
it is.
Calling it horse neck, okay?
It's like a bag full of kittens. I don't know what she does. Yeah.
Yeah, I just... I don't know. I can't understand people being nice in a business. You know what I mean? It's a business. It's a business.
Okay. No, you don't. Let's expand that a little bit. You don't understand people being nice for just being nice sake.
Right.
You can be nice within business, but to just do it.
It's like hiring.
To pay people based on your relationship.
It's like hiring your son-in-law when he has no qualifications or hiring your lover.
I wonder how that'll work. Like, you know, I will most likely get two son-in-laws. I don't know who they're going to be.
Aren't you nervous?
I'm very nervous. I don't know what they're going to be like.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing there's not going to be a middle ground. I'm either going to go, this is a great guy, or be like, this is not good.
If you don't like him, what do you tell your daughter?
Nothing.
You don't.
You let them live their life?
You know, if it's early in the relationship and she asks, I mean, I'll say, but when it comes down to it, it's not my business. You know
it's
what?
It's not, but don't you have enough faith in your girls and their opinion?
Yeah. I mean, my oldest is with she's had a boyfriend for 6 months now, I think.
Yeah.
They're getting ready to homecoming next weekend.
Oh,
you know,
homecoming
he's a good kid. Is he perfect? Nope.
Right.
But he's a good kid. Yeah. He's a good kid.
Yeah. No one's perfect.
Yeah.
Is she taking Jesus Christ to homecoming? Then you could say he's perfect.
He has terrible eating habits, which drives me nuts.
But
you would lose your mind. You would lose your mind.
Do you think it's his fault?
You know what? That we've had that talk. Yeah. I don't, not with him, but I'm just had that thought. Yeah. I don't know.
Can you elaborate on that?
He eats mac and cheese. That's about it.
I love mac and cheese.
I like it
I
too.
I do occasionally.
But not every meal.
Not like you're a four-year-old.
I don't know. It's pretty good.
Frozen.
Oh.
Doesn't even eat the Kraft.
What?
I told you it's complicated.
Wait, Stouffer's?
Does he bring it?
See, in high school, I went through a phase where I would only eat Stouffer's, and I loved it. I'd eat French bread pizzas and tuna every day for over summer.
I don't think there's any tuna going on.
You were at home by yourself. This is a high school boy that's...
Yeah, I don't know how much other protein other than the milk or whatever from the mac and cheese.
Does he bring them over?
No.
You guys supply them?
Yeah.
What?
You guys supply his snacks.
Oh, no. It's just as much your fault. It's your fault then.
No, it's not.
You're enabling him.
He doesn't grocery shop.
Yeah.
You need to sit your wife down.
So anyway.
That's a tough one. Where do you draw the line between loving your daughter, wanting the best for her, and telling her.
Enabling.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, I mean.
No, it's okay.
He's a good kid.
Gentlemen, it's macaroni and cheese, and she's 15 years old.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
At least he's not eating pot. Right?
Right.
Although
maybe he is eating pot if he's eating stuff.
I was going to say, if he likes macaroni and cheese, sounds like a pothead to me.
Thanks. Oh. I'm glad I brought it up.
Eyes red as the devil's dick.
I... Dang it, Jeff. Every time.
How long do you sit on these gold mines?
Oh, he's sitting on just an entire gold mine over there.
That's hilarious.
So I'm a little upset. Nobody said anything about. I'm a little different today.
Oh, you shaved. He shaved.
Yeah, there goes.
Not
five
completely.
Bucks.
No, it's a little. You have a goatee.
No,
you have a mustache.
Yeah, you do.
You do have
one person noticed earlier in
was
the building.
It Jeff?
No,
Mm-mm.
It was Full Heart.
You know what? You know what?
But I talked to people normal
and no one look at that.
Oh,
one
no
week
one.
And no one said a word.
You know what? But what you've done now is you can if you start.
Are you committed
beard,
to this?
No, I'm shaving it after the podcast.
No,
I have my razor in my car. No joke.
Jeffy has a little mustache too.
If you start growing your beard now, your mustache it'll even out.
It's cute. He said beard. I have like splotchy parts that parts that don't grow in.
I think my beard's thicker than yours.
Is Joe Dirt?
I'm very hairy.
Is Joe Dirt the movie where his facial hair grows in a white trash blanket? Yeah.
Steve,
Dennis Miller.
Dennis him. Miller, yeah. Not Steve Miller.
Steve Miller. Steve Miller tells him, "Fly like an eagle, son."
He goes, "So your facial hair just naturally like white trash grows, or what grows in like white trash like that?" That's what he said.
And then Joe Dirt goes, "I'm not really sure what you're saying, but yeah, I think so."
Yeah, that's so funny.
Bob Zaney was
in. Bob Zaney's in Joe Dirt. Right at the
Bob Zaney texted me last week.
I know. We need to.
It was his birthday on Sunday.
We should have him on the podcast.
Okay. That's your choice.
It's not my choice. It's our choice.
What did it say? Facial hair? Was it your facial hair doesn't grow in what?
Like, your facial hair grows in all white trash or white trash like that. No, he's like,
actually Dennis says. Let me ask you something. Now, your facial hair grows in the white trash way like that.
Because you're so ingrained with white trash DNA.
That's what it is.
Pork chops. You're pretty clean shaven for a kid who lives in a trash can.
No,
that's right.
Well, I don't need to shave because it don't grow in right here and right here.
Now you're telling me that you were so ingrained with white trash DNA that your facial hair actually grows in on its own, all white trashy like that?
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on.
You're welcome.
Chick's impression of him is spot on.
That's right.
He's very good.
You're darn right it was. I don't know what I'm telling you.
It's a little Harry Carey.
I put up with him on Monday Night Football. I was really into Monday Night Football. I was really into Dennis Miller for quite a while, actually. His stand-up, Black and White, is one of the best stand-ups
I've
ever seen. Yeah, but is he another one of those where it's like you are a stand-up, you're a comedian, you're an entertainer, and now you're going to get involved with something that you know absolutely nothing about?
Yeah, I know.
No? I don't know. That's what
I think you're spot on. Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
Like the guy with the military, or the guy with the military, the guy with the political show that people love, that he was a stand-up.
Oh, Bill Maher?
Maher, yeah.
Oh. Now, remember, we have a strict no Bill Maher rule.
Yeah, I remember that. That was early on.
No Bill Maher rule. Yeah. It's only because Bill Maher was an okay stand-up comedian who his head went crazy, and he thought he was the greatest stand-up comedian ever, and he wore pastel push-up sport coats.
Don't hate.
And up to his
you
elbows.
You did, too.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
All right, I did. But the point is, and now all of a sudden, I don't know who did, it's another comedian, but Bill Maher, this is Bill Maher now, and he would have Jesus Christ on his show, politically incorrect. What do they call it? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, politically incorrect.
Yeah.
So, you're the son of God. That's what Bill Maher would talk to, you know? I mean, he's just...
It's now called Real Time with Bill Maher.
Oh, that's right.
He has...
That was on Comedy Central, politically incorrect.
5 million Twitter followers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Lots. Well, does Ashton Kutcher still have the most?
A plus K?
Whoa. Ashton Kutcher has the most?
He, like, invented Twitter.
Really?
No,
I thought that was Al Gore.
No, that was the internet.
No. Ashton only has 17 and a half.
Oh, so who has the most?
I think
a Kardashian?
I think Kim has 50-some million.
I thought it was Bieber.
I think Ellen has 80 million or some crazy number.
Ugh.
Kim Kardashian, almost 48.
Million.
Yep.
I think Ellen could kill someone on live TV and get away with it.
62.
and dance
her way.
62 million.
62 million for Ellen. Bieber has a B-E-I.
I thought he was off.
I got it. I know who it is.
I think it's B-I-E.
Who did you guys think it was?
I thought it was Kim. Obviously not.
Mm-mm. It's Katy Perry with 89.5 million followers.
Well, wait a minute. How many Taylor Swift?
I don't know.
Good for Katy
Perry.
Bieber's
is 87.8. I just can't imagine sending a tweet out and that many million of people. Obviously not every one of them is going to see the tweet. But.
Oh, right now, Katy Perry has 92 million followers. She follows 164 people.
Good Lord.
Justin Bieber has 87.8. Taylor Swift has 80. B-Rock has 77.
Does Katy Perry put a lot of pictures out or something? I'm trying to understand what she's...
I'll start following if she does. No, I won't. She broke my boy's heart. So.
Naked Katy Perry. Who's your boy? Oh, that's right.
John Mayer.
Sorry. Who's she with now? She got a new boo.
Orlando Bloom. There's the picture of the paddleboarding.
With his wang.
Yeah, he's just naked paddleboarding in the back.
That made you
a big hit at the...
If you had that much money... I mean, I guess money doesn't have anything to do with it. But maybe if you had that big of... I don't know how big your wang is. Never mind, this is not a bad conversation.
How would you feel if you're a parent and you open up the internet, as you do? I don't know.
Right.
And you just see your daughter on the front of a paddleboard, clothed, and then the dude she's with is just naked on the back, just...
Well, either I'm going to high-five her, or I'm going to call her and go, you need to jump off that paddleboard right now.
I just that
that's that was like the epitome to me of I'm Orlando Bloom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
Okay? I love it. I love it though.
Deal with it.
It made me love him more.
No.
Yes.
Duh.
Yes. I'm gonna paddleboard naked one day. Right up there in Eagle Creek.
They're in the middle, like they're just in the middle of the ocean.
I know.
The crazy thing is there's some dude on a paddleboard with a camera.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like,
you know, money can't buy happiness, but it can buy a plane ticket. And that's pretty much the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
They say that about everything now. Like, money can't buy happiness, but it can buy donuts, and that's pretty much the same thing.
But it's a damn good down payment. That's what.
Oh, there you go.
I might have to swing by Sundays on the way out of here.
He has ice cream.
I have Graham Central.
Yeah, but you don't have it in a sugar cone. You can't make it perfect or really round.
Oh,
I can
my
eat
God.
It.
What do I have to do to entertain?
You have to get sugar cones and learn how to scoop properly.
Do they?
I think
that's what she's saying. Yeah, exactly. I think we're follow that.
Do they do it like a Cold Stone?
No.
Where they chop it up?
No.
The forearms on those girls.
But it's wrong.
Oh, my God. Can we end this? What's sexy to you, Vibs? Big forearms. I call them Popeyes.
Gotta get me a Popeye girl.
This has been the Chick McGee Show, Podcast One presentation. I'm Chick McGee. That's Jason Hofsetz. That's Jess Hooker. That's Jeff Vibbert.
Seriously, you can't see my mustache?
I can now.
That was a chocolate milk stain.
Let's see.
Suck.
Twitters are at Jason Hoffy, at the Jess Expo, at the Jeff Vibbert. I'm at the Chick McGee One.
No, you're not.
I'm at Chick McGee One. What is it?
At Chick McGee One, not the Chick McGee One.
And we're all on Instagram except Jason.
I need to do that.
He's getting there.
I need to just so I can stalk my kids.
Vibberts is the Jeff Vibbert on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Jess, you're Jessica Hooker
underscore. Jess Hooker underscore.
Jess Hooker underscore. I'm the Chick McGee on Instagram. We'll see you we'll see you Monday. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, a brand new Chick McGee show.
Shut up.
Good night, everybody.
Earn 4 times gas reward points during the Safeway Anniversary Sale. Look for the shelf tags for the participating items and get great anniversary prices and earn gas reward points too. This week, shop with your club card and pick up Gatorade 8-pack 20-ounce selected varieties 2 for $9 plus CRV. And Lay's potato chips 7.75 to 8 ounces 2 for $5. Maximum gas reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is 20 cents per gallon and $1 per gallon at Safeway stations in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions, limitations, and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows 2 of the 3 people who were killed that day.
I have lost 3 great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The 2 Virginia State troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.